So as part of the community element of this class, I want to invite you to join a small Instagram-based direct message group. Now, you might have come across a similar idea, something called comment pods. They're intended kind of to game the system. In a so-called comment pod, I think the idea is that everyone has to go and comment on each other's posts and do so every time everybody posts in the hopes of boosting visibility in the algorithm and sharing followers. And a little bit of that doesn't hurt. It's not a terrible idea. But what tends to happen is people start paying to join these huge comment pods, and they spend all of their time interacting with other people's posts from there that they don't even genuinely like in the hopes of some magic return engagement. It quickly becomes a huge waste of energy, time that could have been better spent creating great content and actually engaging with real humans. As with all of these schemes, in the end, none of them can replace the power of good content and human connection. So our DM groups are not intended to be anything like that. Instead, I want it to be a chance for you to support one another in the app and make some stronger connections. The Facebook group is wonderful, but it can feel big. And when you have right there in your inbox in Instagram, 5 to 10 people who are going through the same things as you, working on the same things as you, it is a beautiful asset to have. They're like pocket friends. And there's no harm then in sharing your posts to that group, supporting one another's posts. I think it's great if you're worried about not getting answers to something to share it there and ask everyone to come over and comment. A really valuable use of that space. But it's also not a requirement for joining. We're not going to be like the comment pods where they say, if you don't like other people's posts, we're going to kick you out. None of that. We've been running these groups for a few years now, and there are people who have made really long running friendships that started in those DM groups and now have kind of taken them offline, or they've just stayed really close Instagram friends. So it's a really valuable place to be. Now, if you want to join one, you'll need to head over to our Facebook community. Naomi's going to be posting a link to a document where you can sign up to join one of the groups. We try and roughly coordinate them around theme and interest, but I want you to know it's not a huge deal if you join a more general group or one with a different focus to you. So for example, there might be a slow living group or a shop owners group, but it doesn't matter if that's not the group you're in. Because all of us in this class actually have so much in common already in what brought us here, the things that we share, and the work that we have in common. For each group, we ask one person to be the nominated founder, and that's the person who just goes over to Instagram and invites everybody to join the conversation. I used to do that myself, but it meant that I was in everybody's DMs and there was no sense of privacy, and also my inbox was crazy. So now we ask one person who feels au fait with the technology and understands what's involved with just setting that up to volunteer, and you'll see all the information about how you can be that person on the form. Any questions, as always, come over to the community or the Teachable Notes and ask.